think we had property in other parts of the state, and my older brother wanted a place of his own. So my father backed him into a place here, a very small place up here, which was the start of the McIntyre aggregation.
And it's grown. Can you explain to me some of the phases it's gone through and where we are today with it?
Well, we gradually moved away from our east coast properties and southern properties and concentrated around Caroon, which grew into what is today McIntyre, about 20,000 acres. And then my father bought a place, the Mile Creek Station, down just on the southern side of Inverell.
What have you done with the place?
My father has he's still alive. He had a passion for improving the land. He didn't have a passion for what we did on the land as much, but he wanted to improve the pastures. And then he started to fall in love with beef. And then he was convinced that grain was also a good thing to run with beef. But it was always the passion to improve the land upon which he was building what he wanted to be his empire for the future.
The properties have now been sold to a consortium from, again, northern New South Wales. The cattle were sold today. Can you just describe how it felt seeing all the cattle go up for sale today?
Well, I think we've gone through the emotions as we sold Mile Creek about 9 months ago and McIntyre about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Look, we're very pleased that it's been sold to a local group of Maori people who we're convinced will run it very well and they'll take it to another level.
And how did the sale go today?
Look, we're very happy. I never want to be the bottom. I don't mind not being the top, and I think we've done very well. And the gross realisations are probably pretty good. I think overall we've sold, about 2,500 head for about 2.5 million. So it's not a bad result. And I think the top, we're very pleased that the 350 kilo steers were sold at about 327 cents a kilo live.
Will you be continuing in agriculture or are you divesting from agriculture as a whole?
Oh, I think we're moving the empire that my father has built into the four component parts of myself and my siblings, and we'll each do different things in Victoria and in New South Wales.
James Miller speaking there. And while the entire herd has been dispersed, the Moree-based consortium Carossa Farming has bought McIntyre Station, which is believed to be one of the biggest properties in the New England. Ian and Anthony Bailey, Peter Wheel and Peter Birch plan to change what was a mixed farming property into a beef backgrounding operation to capitalise on the surge of interest in beef. Here's Carossa's farm manager, Ian Bailey.
It was just an opportunity that we felt that the time was right. We'd been looking for another quality asset. We'd sold one at Moree 2 years ago and we'd been looking and couldn't find anything that really suited what we wanted to do, and we thought that the cattle market seems to be moving in the right direction, and it was a great property, so we took the chance and we jumped in.
You're going to approach running this place in a different way. Can you explain what you're going to do with the property?
We're going to just background. We're just going to be running a backgrounding operation as opposed to owning any of our own stock at this stage, only because we have a lot of development work. We want to get the pastures established on what was farming country and then the fencing and the water for that, so we don't really want to just jump into cattle right at the moment. Not to say that we won't, but we're hoping that the backgrounding model works for us. We'll have cattle coming in virtually straight away.
Okay. How many head are you expecting you'll sort of turn over when this is up and running?
Hoping that we'll get around about that 8,000 per annum. But, that's going to be so seasonally driven too, but that's roughly where we'd like to think we could be.
How are you working with the supply chain? Are you working with sort of meatworks or feedlots or anything like that?
Oh, we've been talking to lots of different operators, and there appears to be a huge demand from the phone calls we've got, so we will just deal with a couple of operators who want us to, look after their cattle for them.